Public testimony on Senate Bill 22. Is there any proponents of Senate Bill 22? Does everyone on the committee have a copy of the engrossed version of it?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Larry Long. I'm the Chief Deputy in the Attorney General's Office, and I speak on support of Senate Bill 22. Senate Bill 22 asks the committee to adopt what is known as the Uniform Rendition of Prisoners as Witnesses in Criminal Proceedings Act. There is a procedure of long standing which South Dakota has adopted, which allows a process for the state to secure the presence of witnesses who live out of state. And that's a reciprocal proceeding which most states have adopted. The existing law does not apply to prisoners. And we ran into an unfortunate incident in Meade County, which displayed to our office the deficiency in current South Dakota law, and we believe we need the Uniform Rendition of Prisoners Act in Senate Bill 22 in order to allow us to more effectively obtain persons who are in custody in some other jurisdiction when we need them as a witness in a criminal proceeding in South Dakota. The unfortunate incident involved the death of a young lady by the name of Morningstar Standing Bear. She was beaten to death rather severely in north of Rapid City. And at the time of trial, one of the witnesses could not be found. We attempted to get his prior statements in through the evidentiary rules which allow the testimony of an unavailable witness. By virtue of his prior statements. The Supreme Court didn't agree with the trial judge and reversed that case, and it went back for a retrial. We found him subsequently in a jail in some other jurisdiction, and because we had not adopted the Uniform Act, we essentially ended up going through a procedure which was the functional equivalent of extradition. We had to get an executive proclamation from our governor and an executive proclamation from the governor of the other state. We managed to pull all that off, but the process exposed the need for this statute. And so it is the Uniform Act. It basically provides the same system as is currently utilized for witnesses who are not in custody someplace. And so if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I would ask the committee's favorable consideration of this bill.
Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 22?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one thing to point out. Unified Judicial System has requested that we make an amendment to the bill. Ruben was running to get that amendment. So.
And we have no objection to their amendment.
If it's appropriate, I would move to pass the amendment 22RB.
Second.
Motion made by Henry, second.
Markman to pass the amendment. Any comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted.
Representative Michaels.
Larry, just one quick question. What's the rationale for Section 5 on page 3?
I think Section 5 addresses, exempts persons in mental hospitals and under...
Boy, you are good.
I think.
You are scary. That is correct. But what's Section 9 without looking? No. Yes, you are. You are right.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know that. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I suspect that, frankly, as a practical matter, I would think that those who are involved or incarcerated in a mental institution would have limited value as witnesses anyway. But I honestly don't know the answer to the question.
I actually wasn't as hung up about that as I was. Maybe you have a mass murderer who's traveled around and is convicted in Montana, and they've adopted the act.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to go through the extradition process?
To get him as a witness?
Seems like the reciprocal would be true. So I'm
You certainly couldn't use this statute because it would be he would be exempted. I don't know the rationale for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions to the witness? If not, is there further proponents of Senate Bill 22? Any opponents of Senate Bill 22? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
Move due pass on Senate Bill 22 as amended.
Motion made to due pass Senate Bill 22 as amended. Is there a second? Second by Monroe. Any discussion on the motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Noctegal? Aye. Siebert?
Aye.
Philandra?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. The due pass motion on Senate Bill 22 is amended, passes on a vote of 11 yeas, no nays. Okay. Representative Siebert moves consent. Is there a second? Second by Jensen. Any discussion on the consent motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is on consent.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I like Saturday committee here. I think in the past 6 or 7 years, we've never had two bills total that have been on consent calendar. So two in one day is awesome.
Charlie, we'll schedule from now on you on Saturday.
Fine.
Are we now prepared for the hearing the House Bill 1224?
Yes, sir.
Representative Michaels.
Thank you. I was handed modifications based on the meeting of the group and appreciate the indulgence of the committee. I think the procedure would be... I'll wait for Diane, sir. Are you back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just to reflect on this, there's a pending motion, my motion to amend, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And I would request, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee, the ability to withdraw that amendment.
You have that permission. It is withdrawn.
Thank you. At this time, I'd make a motion to amend, sir.
You may make your motion to amend.
If you look at the bill, then, on line 8, strike the word at the end of that line, jeopardy, and insert the words imminent danger, period. Then delete lines 9 and 10. Then on line 11, after the word summon, insert the words aid to an, so it would read, attempting to summon aid to an emergency. Delete the word aid. On line 12, same change after the word summon, insert the word aid to an. Delete the word aid after emergency, so it would read to summon aid to an emergency. That is the motion to amend, sir.
One more word that needs to be added.
Did you?
Your copy may not reflect. We also recommended that on line 8, we strike the words property or.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And also on line 14, we strike the words verbal or.
I was going to ask about those. So, okay. So line 8, then, just for the committee, if I may, sir, and my motion is to amend so it would read any situation in which human health or safety is in imminent danger. Then line 11 would read, if a person is attempting to summon aid to an emergency, and 12 would be the same, and then 14 would be using or threatening to use physical force. Can I make that motion, sir?
Motion made for the substitute. Is there a second? Second by, motion made by Michael, second by Siebert. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michael.
I move due pass on 1224 as amended.
Motion made by Michaels on a due pass motion as amended. Is there a second? Second, Monroe. Any discussion on the due pass motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Bartling.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Nachtigall. Siebert.
Aye.
Valandra.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye. Due pass motion passes on a vote of 11 yeas, no nays.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
I have a title amendment.
Very well.
On line 2, after the word summon, insert the words aid to an and strike the word aid. So line 2 would read devices to summon aid to an emergency.
Okay. Second to the amendment of the title.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to change the title. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It is changed.